With all the reboots in Hollywood, it's no wonder Beetlejuice is rising from the grave.
The juice is loose.
It's been 36 years, and Beetlejuice drops us in on the Dietz family after their patriarch has died. Lydia, her stepmother Delia, and her estranged daughter Astrid return to their old home only to discover their old pal Beetlejuice is reaching out to them from the underworld.
Never seen that chick before in my life. Or afterlife.
Even with the return of most of the cast, director Tim Burton is clever enough to not just retread the original story. We do get a standard plot about family strife, and this can feel a bit mundane. But what makes a movie tick is the title character causing chaos and havoc.
When I was a teenager, a trickster demon terrorized our entire family and tried to force me to marry him.
At least the film strikes a good balance with this.
The living, the dead, can they coexist?
Things get off to a clunky start, but the film delivers the off-kilter goth humor we all want without relying solely on nostalgia.
Who's Beetlejuice?
Don't ever say that name.
Beetlejuice.
It's got a lot of energy, though it's not nearly as fresh as the original film. But honestly, could it ever be?
You're that thing from my dream.
Really more nightmare material.
Beetlejuice gets 3.5 ghosts out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.